Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, did you know that 2021 is the year of the ox?
Oh, really? I thought it was the year of the clam.
Okay, Patrick, as we are recording this today, I don't know. I won't put you on the spot if you don't want to be put on the spot. But as we're recording this today, there's a big soccer match happening later. It's the final of the
Euros.
That's right. I was corrected on this before. Although when you see it in print, it always is called Euro.
Yeah.
Like the Euro final or whatever. But then, but I guess...
Colloquially, I think it's Euros.
Say Euros.
Right.
Okay.
Officially the European Championships. And even though it's 2021, we have to say 2020.
That's
because
it's
a postponed tournament from last year.
So now let me ask you this. Last night I was watching the Copa America final between Argentina and Brazil, which I said is sort of like watching like Kentucky and Duke in the NCAA final. It's like they're both overdogs, right?
Yeah. And a soccer match broke out at a brawl for the most part.
Yeah. I wasn't really sure who to root for on that one.
Right.
But anyway, there's this 2021. Now, was it normally scheduled for 2021 or did it get postponed?
I believe that was postponed. Yeah.
But they went with
2021.
They actually moved the calendar. But in the Euros,
they had all the signs done.
You're supposed to just pretend like it's last year. So I guess congratulations to Argentina.
Yes.
And Lionel Messi.
That's right. It's first trophy, major trophy with his national team. It's nice to see.
It was pretty exciting. And then...
I liked it when they threw him up in the air at the end. That was cool.
Yeah. And then, so today, later today, as we're recording this, will be the final in Europe. And do you have a prediction or do you not want to be on a limb here?
I mean, I'm going to be leaving soon so I can go home and get taped before the match. But I'll say this. My wife's family, my mother-in-law, her grandparents, Grandma Josephine, they were original immigrants from Italy. So in Familia, we have we pull for Italy a little bit.
There's a rooting interest.
There's a little bit of a rooting interest. Although I just have to say, there's just something about this England team, the way they've been playing, and they just seem like they have that, that stardust on their side when those teams make those runs and they win the trophies, whether it's the Super Bowl, the World Series or whatever, like the Nats, that one year, they had that magic about them.
That's right.
I don't know. It just feels like England has it and they're playing at home. So...
Yeah. Well, first off, big sporting day in England today.
It
I was
is.
Just watching
Huge.
The Wimbledon final before we came down to record.
Yeah.
And so they got like two major events happening.
And then next week they're playing the British Golf Open there. So it's massive confluence of things that are happening.
Right. So why is it that England always gets the home stadium in this tournament? What's going on?
Well, it was a bit controversial without going too deep into it. This Euro 2020 was planned as the first sort of across Europe tournament. They usually have it in one country, but it was the first time they tried to spread it out everywhere. And of course, the pandemic complicated that. Some countries couldn't host, fans can't come and go, but they decided to stick with it anyway. But I think early on, Wembley was chosen as the final venue. They're going to play semifinals and finals years back.
Right.
So just fell that way.
But they had other matches at Wembley.
They did.
Also, that didn't quite seem right to me.
Well, no, all but one of their matches was played in England, the English national team.
Yeah.
So, say what you want, but
I don't know. Okay.
So there is that. Things are falling their way. So I'd be surprised if they didn't lift the cup. Personally.
All right. Okay.
Well, we'll see.
That was a lot of soccer.
Sorry about that.
Let's move on. Three calls.
Great.
Today, four songs, and let's kick it off here with Liam in Dublin, Ireland.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam McIndoe from Dublin, Ireland, with my June new music picks. First up is Deaf Heaven with Great Mass of Colour from a forthcoming album called Infinite Granite, coming out on the 20th of August. This song is a real departure from their previous works. For those who are not familiar with the band, the sound is a mix of shoegaze and black metal. So you get dense and layered guitars, but you also get blast beats and scream vocals. On this song, the vocals are clean, the screams are all but gone, and there's not a blast beat to be found. But for people who have followed their career, the band moving in this direction is probably not a surprise. I've got to say fair play to the band for coming out with this track as the first single off the new record. It's very, very different. And metal fans are not known for liking their bands changing, especially when the band goes from heavy to light. What I really like about the song is the layers, and bits will come and go as the song progresses. ultimately build into the song's crescendo. My second choice is Gone with the Wind is My Love by Lucifer, which features vocalist Ellen Larson from Blues Pills. This is a standalone single and the cover of a 1967 single by Rita and the Tiaras. It's got a cool late 60s, early 70s hard rock vibe to it. I really like the way that Lucifer vocalist Johanna Sidanis and Ellen's voices work together on this song. I also really like the strings on this track too. It's a cool tune. I really dig it. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right. Always great to hear from Liam.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Liam lives in Ireland, but he's originally from New Zealand.
That's correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And speaking of Down Under, let me just tell you one more sports thing.
Okay.
I thought this was really fascinating that the women's champion at Wimbledon is from Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
And at one point in her career, I thought this was the greatest tidbit I had heard. At one point in her career, she quit tennis for a year and a half.
Wasn't that amazing?
And played professional cricket.
Incredible.
She's just like, I don't like all this travel
right.
with tennis because, you know, if
I
you're
miss
in
being
Australia,
home,
if you're from
yeah.
Australia, you're pretty much on the road, except for the Australian Open.
Right.
You're pretty much on the road all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe except for a couple of months of the year, you're not at home.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I don't like that.
Right.
And so I'll just play professional cricket.
Pro cricket.
And then, you know, got, and then with the knowledge that she could just return and be like the greatest tennis player in the world. Right.
Right. That's amazing.
I don't know.
That was so cool.
Unbelievable. So yeah. Anyway, so where are we here? Deaf Heaven.
Yeah.
All right. That song is Great Mass of Color. Yeah, like you said, kind of shoegazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not your thing
mm-hmm.
so much.
Not so sure.
I like the bass in that quite a bit.
I'm going to have to listen to this. I had no idea they had a new one coming out, and I didn't know they did it this poppy.
Oh,
or
I see.
This
yeah.
clean. Yeah, that's yeah. very, very interesting. I mean, I've always loved their dynamic between those kind of hooks, maybe not that. But there are parts in their records. I mean, Sunbather is one of my favorite records. And you go back and listen to that. There are parts where you're not expecting it. And all of a sudden, you're in this like shower of sparks or mm-hmm. like sunshine, right? But that was the whole thing. Wow. That's going to take me a little time to
okay.
get used to. Yeah. But I'm glad that I know that it's out. So thank you, Liam. I mean, like Brad was saying yesterday, there's so much music that came out this month.
I know.
So,
a lot.
Yeah. And I guess this full one is coming out in August, it looks like. So definitely something to look for.
All right.
I got to open my mind up.
Okay. And then Liam's second pick is from Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up everything, a love I like, what
I like the sort of bigness of that song.
Me too.
It almost sounds like it could be like on a movie soundtrack or something, right?
Yeah, it was very cool the way the strings were kind of fluttering around up there. I also love that little guitar riff that was counterpoint that went pow now 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 now. That was just right there. It was very nice. Yeah. There's something to be said for just a simple riff that kind of just stays there and repeats itself.
Right.
Very nice.
Right.
That was really growing on me.
Gives it that sort of theme like sort of quality.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Very like cool. That. Nice, right. Nice pick, Liam.
Okay. Let's see. Caller number two. Today is Enrique Cruz.
Hello, RTS friends. This is Enrique with my pick for the month of June. This month, I chose the song Year of the Spider by the band Shannon and the Clams from their upcoming album of the same name. This band never disappoints. They are great both in the studio and live. Shannon's voice is by itself a wall of sound. The bricks of that wall are held together by the band's spooky harmonies and sonic sweetness that also stick to you like a spider's web. Keep rocking the suburbs. Salud.
Shannon and the Clams.
Me too.
They have that sort of retro sound, right? It's kind of 60s pop kind of thing, right?
I remember that I got into them. Maybe somebody here on our show in our community let me know or let us know that Dan Auerbach produced one of their albums, right? It might have been the previous one or maybe the one before that. But that's when I started getting into them and following them. I like them a lot. And like Phil Lynott and... Mark King, you got the lead singer who's the bass player. Shannon plays the bass and sings lead, which is nice.
Yeah, they're from the Bay Area. But, but yeah, they apparently, Dan Auerbach also produced this upcoming album.
Oh, did he really?
Well.
So okay, cool.
They traveled to his studio in Nashville.
Beautiful. It's got that kind of cool sound also. Totally. Yeah, love it. Razor sharp.
All right, very cool. Thank you, Enrique, for that. All right.
Good to hear from you.
Caller number three today is Herb Fernandez.
Hi, guys. It's Suburb from New Jersey. With my new music picks for June. For those of you who like your country music more traditional, I got Teddy and Jenny Do Dolly and Porter, which is Teddy Thompson and Jenny Moldauer covering Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner songs. There's four of them. I guess you can kind of call it an EP, even though it's only on download that I can see. Teddy Thompson is Richard Thompson's son, and Jenny Moldauer is Maria Moldauer's daughter. Maria Moldauer from, you know, Midnight at the Oasis from back in the 70s. They do some great harmonizing on this, and Teddy's really good with that because he's already put out a album with Kelly Jones, and occasionally you can find some songs that he's sung already with his sister and his mom. So you can check that one out. Like I said, Once More is the standout cut. And my other pick is Nico Case, which is Be and Bring Me Home, which is on a tribute to Rocky Erickson, but I can't seem to find any other songs on this album except for this one, which is good enough for me because it's just basically her voice and minimal instrumentation. It's really fabulous, and you should give it a listen. Well, that's it for now. I'll check with you guys later. Thanks.
All right, thanks to Herb.
Thanks, Herb.
Suburb, if I don't know if anybody caught that. Yeah. Thanks very much. Now, okay, so we have a cover that we'll do that as a playout. How about that?
Yeah, okay? Sounds good.
And I want to mention, so you mentioned two cover songs here. Mm-hmm. The Teddy and Jenny Do Porter and Dolly. That actually came out in May.
Right.
So go check that out, peoples. But we'll play out with the other, which is a June release. The second song that we'll be playing from this upcoming Rocky Erickson tribute album.
Uh-huh.
We played Margo Price.
That's right.
Last week. This time we'll get Nico Case.
Sweet.
You know?
Not bad.
Heavy hitters
not
on this
bad
thing,
duo,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then tomorrow we'll get some more new music calls from listeners, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks to everyone who called in.
Yep. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lynn.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Bringing me home. Suddenly I'm making big, so I know I'm not alone. Suddenly I'm not sick. Won't you be and bring me home? Be and bring me home. Be and bring me home. We can roam. Be and bring me home.
And a soccer match broke out at a brawl for the most part.
Yeah.